This is the Art Beauty Podcast, where we tell the real truth about the fake shit. I'm Amber, and today my fabulous and gorgeous co-host is Dr. Mariana Blumen-Karasik. She is a board-certified dermatologist and the co-founder of the Precision Skin Institute in Davie, Florida, the suburbs of Fort Lauderdale, correct? I got it, Davie, Florida. Yeah. You have also, your co-founder is Dr. Leslie Clark-Loser. For anybody who has seen me on New Beauty Live, I've interviewed her about the BTL. Fabulous woman. You guys must be the most insane, fabulous team.
We love it. We're great partners, a great relationship together.
She is such a ball of fun. I absolutely adored her. And then you're also founder of Stamina Cosmetics, which we will get to in a little bit. But hey, how are things in Florida this time of year?
Fantastic. This is October and April are the best time of year to be in Florida. It's not too cold. It's not too hot and humid. Beautiful season right now, especially all the festivities of the fall, the pumpkins.
Yeah,
it's nice. It's not as crisp and cool and fun as it is in New York City, I'm sure.
Honey, wait. I'm going to stop you right there. First of all, I love it because you're in the Goldilocks season, right? Not too cold, not too hot, just right. I hate the cold weather. I would not live in New York if I didn't have to for my job. My husband also works in news. So the news capital of the world is kind of here. I love Florida. So I will try to affectionately call this season the cozy season. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you, it sucks. And especially in New York, once the weather gets cold enough and they start turning on that steam heat in buildings. So I don't know if you ever lived in New York, but we always say in the winter, there's only two temperatures, window open and window shut in a New York City apartment because it's that radiator dry, gross heat. Anyway, sorry, I'm sounding so completely Janie. On the flip side, Halloween is my absolute favorite holiday and the fall is also a beautiful time to be in New York. It is.
I agree. Yes, I've lived Northeast and I lived in New York.
Oh.
Actually, the fondest memories of New York City for me are in the fall when I used to run in Central Park, changing of the leaves, and then, walking around and feeling the hustle and bustle of all the city. And, you know, it's a tremendous city. Yeah. So everything has its positives and negatives wherever we live. I grew up in the DC area. So I know how it is when it gets frigid cold and you have to clean up the snow and it gets intense and the weather is changing and you're feeling the stress of the family dramas when it comes with the holidays. But, you know, it is what it is. We kind of go with ebbs and flows, go with the flow in that life, and overall just embrace the transitions and enjoy life as much as we can.
You know what? Thanks for pointing that out, because I think sometimes, you know, I love having people like yourself, successful women who are really like pioneers in their field. But also it's nice when you hear that, you know, people like yourself, holidays are stressful, you know, and I think so much we talk about the festive and like, we always talk about the happy times, but I always have to remember, you know what, the holidays are not a great time for everybody. And so, you know, thank you for sharing that. Thank you for letting us know that, you know.
Of course, this is transitional times. Including our whole body around minds, we're feeling the changes of the season where the weather's getting a little cooler, it's getting dry. We're feeling the circadian rhythms are changing because the days are getting shorter. We're feeling the stress of the high performance season where, you know, school is back in action, academics is intense with the kids. Now we're working, and then throw in the holidays there and planning for all this hosting and traveling. Yeah, it's a high stress season, and that stress manifests itself on our health overall as well as on our skin.
You know, it's crazy. It was just yesterday it hit me because I've been traveling quite a bit and going to places in the South and on the West Coast. And when it was last night, I realized I was in my pajamas and it was dark at 7 o'clock.
Oh my God.
7 o'clock. I'd been out for my run in Central Park with my girlfriend and we did that thing and we came back because it was dark. And normally, you know, that happens around like 8:39 and it hit me. I was there in my pajamas. My husband came home from work and he's like, babe,
are you chilling?
In pajamas? I was like, OMG, I am. So the weather, so you're right. And then I went to bed early. And then this morning I was up at like 5 a.m. just wide awake because it affects us. And you know what? I want to now sort of on that note of this, you know, this transitional time, it affects our skin, you know, and I love the fact that you're in Florida, because so much of the time we talk about the cold weather here. And then I get comments from people who live, you know, or like people in Africa who are like, hey, guess what? It doesn't snow here. But you were telling me that no matter where you live, the changing of the seasons is going to affect your skin. So what are some of the things that you see, you know, despite being in a warm weather climate?
So the transitional times throughout seasons, and this is one of them, like fall, winter change, is when I see a lot of my patients and, you know, friends and family commenting that their skin is just misbehaving. They're seeing like redness, they're seeing discoloration from some of the pigmentation that happened over summer from reapplying that sunscreen on a regular basis, or maybe skipping their typical skincare routine because we're traveling, having fun, or maybe some of the extra wine that we had because we had those nice festivities. Yes, yes. By the way, when you mentioned pajamas, I totally see you with red wine, like Merlot, Pinot Noir.
You know what? I used to be a wine girl, and believe it or not, I stopped. I went to tequila because I find that it gives, well, wine goes down too easily. So before you know it, it's like one glass, two glass bottle, and you're like, oh, and then you feel it the next day. Tequila, I feel like it's like one shot with some club soda and lime. And number one, it's better calorically, and I don't feel as bad the next day.
So do you do a shot or do you like sip a little bit? Like
No. So I measure it now. So in a glass, I will measure out one shot of Casamigos Reposado in case anybody wants my recipe, half a fresh squeezed lime, and then club soda and ice. And that is the cocktail that I have, like, I drink all the time now, but I do. I mean, you can't see it over here, but I just got a wine. I joined this wine club. And so I just got all of this wine, and I'm like, well, I mean, I guess the winter is like a good time to get cozy with a bottle of wine.
Exactly. Exactly. Because that ice in the tequila may not be as inviting that, like when you're cozy in pajamas and the weather is cool outside. So Let's get back to talking about this, the kind of various ways that we can see the skin is rebelling and misbehaving. So we have the pigmentation from extra sun exposure, and then we have the, you know, the blotchiness and blemishes that could be from breakouts. Maybe we didn't cleanse our face on a regular basis, and now we have congestion and we have some acne breakouts. Also, maybe we're having the aspects of irritations because now the season is getting cooler, so the skin feels it and it's not as hydrated as it used to be. So it needs that reinforcement of some extra emollients to help it out. So all these changes are happening at the same time. And so what I would like to help my patients and recommend to all the listeners is the coping mechanism, which is that I call 4 R's. So it's an acronym, but 1 R is to renew, and that's more with exfoliation, and we can talk about each one. And then reset, and that's talking about some adaptogens and melatonin. And then restore with extra hydration and barrier repair for the skin. And finally, resilience. So an integrative skincare approach to approach our skin more in a holistic perspective. So go ahead.
Love this. Okay. So the 4 R's of what, like better skin, is that what we're saying? Or to care for our skin, transitional skin?
You got it. So for anyone who has a challenging, sensitive, stressed out skin, who travels a lot, and then feels the changes of the transition more acutely. So this is a good way to approach their skincare in such a way that they're more have a more healthier as well as more beautiful skin. So the 4 R's.
Okay, so let's start with number one, which was renew. Right, so we're gonna want to exfoliate.
Exactly. Do you have a favorite exfoliator?
Well, I personally like a retinol. So I'm kind of relying on a retinol. So whether that is an actual, just like a pure, I use Skin Medica, their 0.25. Sometimes now in the winter months and in the fall, I'll work up to the 0.5. I really like that. I've also just been using Revive because we did a New Beauty Live and they sent me that. So they were like, you don't need but it has a retinol in it as well. So.
Exactly. So these vitamin A derived retinols, and there's different types and different concentration and different formulations, but also they're, you know, the way to kind of break down the exfoliation what is the necessity of it? Well, it helps to shed the dead skin cells, so desquamate. It helps to unclog the pores and therefore helps to smooth the skin. So if you want that brighter, more luminous, more smoother skin, the best thing you can do for yourself is exfoliate, but in a gentle way. So right. We're not talking about an abrasive way that you're going to cause scratchy, itchy, irritated, blotchy red skin that enhances wrinkles and preppiness of skin. You want a nice soothing way once or twice or even three times a week if you have really hardy skin. And then go start with the lower potency type mm-hmm. of exfoliative ingredients. So you can do it in a mechanical way, you can do it in a chemical way, or you can do it in a combination way if you really have a hardy skin. So in a chemical way is using vitamin A derived retinols or other ingredients like alpha or beta hydroxy acids. So these are, salicylic acid and glycolic acid mm-hmm. and many great products out there that helps that cell skin cell turnover that helps to give that brightness and smoothness to the skin.
Do you have some favorites in this? So like you asked my favorites, but when it comes to like a retinol or, an alpha beta or hydroxy acids, do you have any favorite products that you like?
Absolutely. So for retinols, my favorite is the Skin Better Alpha Red. I find it really nice. It's like a mix of encapsulated lactic acid retinoid called Alpha Red. And then it has a little bit of glycolic acid too. And the reason why I enjoy it is because I have sensitive skin. And so it doesn't irritate skin and cause sun sensitivity. They actually have a really nice, I'll show you, pads for that mini peel at home. Patients love the peeling effect to help with exfoliation. This is, you can pamper yourself and do a little mini peel once a week, maybe Saturday night, again, with your little skin ritual at nighttime. And that'll give you that nice glow boost the next day. So this is a nice product. And then for glycolic acid, I really like the Glytone.
Glytone. Yeah. Great brand.
Are you familiar with this product? It's called Enhanced Brightening Cleansing Powder by Glytone. It's kind of gadgety, but I have a lot of fun using this, especially in the shower, because you put it on, you wet your face and your hands, and then you put a little bit of this powder on your hands. And then when you start massaging on your skin, it turns into like this powdery, creamy feel. It's almost and then when you wash it off, your skin is like this squeaky clean, nice, smooth feeling. I really like it.
I feel like Dermalogica used to have, what was it, like a rice powder? They had one that was like that. Or who had the rice powder? Somebody had this beautiful, and you would put it on. Maybe it was Shiseido.
Tatcha.
Thank you, Queen. Tatcha had the rice powder, which was lovely. And Dermalogica also had an in-shower one that was like that. Nice. And I love I've interviewed Glytone before. They're a phenomenal, phenomenal brand. I want to, on that before, while I have an expert here, because I was actually thinking this the other day, we now have so many different, listen, I know a lot of people listening to this, like myself, have a lot of different products probably in their beauty arsenal. When does it become, when does exfoliation become something that we shouldn't do? When are we sort of abusing and breaking down that skin barrier too much?
So when the symptoms of itching, stinging, burning, kind of little scabs and wounds start appearing on your skin, that's a no-no. You gotta listen in such a way that if you're seeing irritation and that those are all symptoms, signs of irritation, back off the exfoliation, reinforce the barrier with good hydration. It could be like humectants, like hyaluronic acid or glycerin, or more heavier emollients, such as squalene and ceramides. And those are the important part of the story that we'll talk about also. So good question. And I think it's important to understand. That's why I really want to emphasize gentle exfoliation.
Gentle. And with retinol, I do feel like there is, now listen, I think it was last year or 2 years, I feel like I can't remember time anymore, but I was a big fan of retinol always and was using the same SkinMedica, and it was either last winter or the winter before my skin was not having it. And I just had to stop because even at the point of, at that point I was using 0.5, I went up to try 0.1. That was a nightmare. And then even going back to the 0.25, I don't know if it was something hormonally that was going on, because since then my skin can take it again, but it was going through a period. And so I love what you said, you know what, trust your skin, listen to your body. And even if you're using something that you've used before time and time again, that's always worked and it's not, take a break.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. Take a break, pause on this type of ingredient, maybe look at a different, more gentler type of exfoliative ingredient. And then also, maybe you were in a transitional time, like what we're talking right now. Seasonal, things been shifting. Maybe you were experiencing more stress. Your skin was more alert to these type of irritating, potent ingredient. So you backed off, you hydrated. And then when you reintroduce exfoliant, go slow, low potency, little at a time. Even if it's once or twice a week, you can tolerate, then you can build up on it and graduate to more frequent usage.
Do you think so many people are always like with retinol, they have such a hard time with it and everybody's like, I stopped using it, but there is a little bit, you know, there's a fine line between over irritation and then just kind of that, I don't know, that retinol adaption phase. Don't you think you kind of have to adoption phase? You have to.
100% agree. You need to build up the tolerance. You need to be able to have your skin welcome it in a pleasant way. Now we're talking about chemical peel. Like if you really want to boost the results in the procedure, in the form of a chemical peel, or like even a mini peel that I talked about before, that's okay to see a little bit of irritation the next day, a little sloughing off. But if it's every day like that, you're going to be disappointed. You're going to see more wrinkles, dull, rough complexion, and that's not attractive. The goal of the skincare is really to bring you joy and beauty and express your joy through the world. You know, radiance.
I love this. Okay. So what is our next? Our first R was renew. The second R is. So
then the second R. So before we finish the renew, I will tell you one of my favorite renew exfoliation products, because we talked about chemical exfoliation. The mechanical exfoliation is a part where we can use like the quintessential clarisonic brush, or now there's PMD devices, like these type of like brush-like exfoliators, or little microbeads, like a SkinCeuticals exfoliative scrub has these nice microbeads in it. And then one of my favorite products in Stamina Cosmetics is this really awesome mask we call Blemish Remedy MPP mask, because it masks, you put it on once or twice a week after cleansing your skin at night for about 20 minutes. And it has a great blend of various botanical oils like rosehip oil to manual to hydrate the skin, aloe to soothe the skin. But it also has two forms of exfoliation. That peeling part comes from the glycolic acid. The glycolic acid is what helps to brighten the skin, and that's in a gentle form in this mask. And then the other polished part comes from these little tiny micro sheets of berries, like cranberries, and those help to polish the skin as you're massaging the mask in. So it's a really delicious, wonderful blend that helps you to glow as you flow through the day.
So on that, like what kind of a tech, is this more of like a clay-based, or is it, it's a clay-based mask. Okay.
Clay-based, but it doesn't give you that tight, hard feeling. Put it on, it's actually very hydrating. And that's why I designed it to kind of have a blend of the clay decongesting effect.
Yes, love that.
Because the skincare line is really there to design for the stressed out, challenged skin to reinforce that resilience and brilliance.
Okay. All right. So, and we'll be talking about, where can people get that, by the way, Stamina Cosmetics?
You can get it in a few places, but right now, best place is on Stamina Cosmetics website. You can also visit Instagram and check out a story. Thank you for asking about that.
Perfect. Okay. Now, so the second R, we've gone through this renew as the first R of, you know, the recipe for getting our perfect skin during transitioning phases. The second R is?
Reset. So
reset.
As we're going through this transitional time, not everyone's skin can adapt as well as others. So as we're changing over, and we wanted to change over our routine for most people, as we're going from season like the hot, humid season to cooler, drier season, if your skin doesn't adapt well to this change of the skin routine, you're a good candidate, and someone who is also a big traveler, changing different climate time zones on a regular basis, to reinforce the power, the defense power of your skin to deal with these stressors and cope well with them, is the reset type of transitional enhancers. And my favorites are melatonin and adaptogens. So melatonin, are you familiar with it?
Honey, yes. But are you talking about like actual taking it to reset like as a sleep supplement or in skincare?
It's used for both. So,
No, I only know about it, the gummies, and, you know, thank you to all the people who make those gummies. Yeah.
Thank you for letting us sleep peacefully.
Thank you.
Wonderful. So yeah, melatonin is a fantastic sleep enhancer for nighttime when we have trouble sleeping. But we have a surprisingly these amazing receptors in our skin for melatonin. So it's a hormone that helps to interact with our skin in such a way that it harnesses the antioxidant, anti-inflammatory power, and reinforces the skin barrier. And that revitalizes the skin. So it helps with the circadian rhythms of the skin. So it does look and feel healthier. So the best time to use it is at night also. And one of my favorite products is called Melatonic by ISDN, ISDN. And a lot of, you can purchase it online. A lot of drugstore, I think, carries it, but as well as dermatology and plastic surgery offices would carry it also. But it comes as a serum, and I think it's mixed with bucoschiol, which is a great botanical alternative to retinoid if you have sensitive skin to help with the skin cell turnover. So that blend will help to restore that nice the balance to your skin so you could do better with the transitional time.
Now, I want to ask you two things. Bucoschiol, I feel like is a, I'm hearing more and more about this. I mean, this is a relatively new ingredient, correct? Okay. Right. Which is like a good retinol alternative. When you're using a product though, with melatonin in it topically, do you need to be concerned if you're also taking it orally, no.
Interestingly, no, you don't. So it doesn't absorb bloodstream. So it works more in the upper layers of the skin.
Got it.
So there's an issue. It's not going to increase the potency of the melatonin.
So we don't have to worry, like if you're getting in a car and we used it that morning, that we're going to be snoozing at the wheel. Got it. Or on a Zoom call.
But because it does interact with the light, it is better to be used at nighttime. And that's a good nighttime. Now, adaptogens are different type of ingredients that are also very popular right now to be used in skincare because those reinforce the defense mechanism in our skin through antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, again, barrier repair and regenerative capacity in our skin that helps us to offset the extrinsic stress, be it from mask wearing and mask acne, or through transitional feeling of this climate change that we're feeling through the seasons. So, pollution as well as high intensity visible light and ultraviolet light, all these external aggressors, they're trying to damage the quality of our skin. These adaptogens help us to adapt and become more resilient. And there's a whole wide variety of them. Are you familiar with any adaptogens? Okay. So I'm glad that we're talking about it because that can enlighten you too. Yay!
I've heard about this. I know that there's some great companies that offer supplements. Tell me more.
Okay.
You should see the amount of pills I consume in a day. And I just want everybody to know I'm talking about supplements. It's like CoQ10 and it's 1,000 different things. So when somebody was like, try these adaptogens, I was like, I don't know if I can add in yet one more
thing.
Pill.
So, and I think that listening to your body, if your body feels off and you're doing all the things, back off. Like, don't do too many things at the same time, be it skincare or supplements. I love your podcast that Jennifer Hanaway talked about.
Isn't she the best?
Approach to skincare and, using the power of healthy nutrition and exercise. Hydration, all these topics. So I won't go deep into that, but the adaptogens that I'm talking about are skincare adaptogens, and they could be as simple as aloe and honey and rosemary and holy basil, but they could be more sophisticated, like certain mushrooms like reishi and chaga.
Yes.
Even more sophisticated like red algae, and they get more and more interesting as you delve deeper into the Chinese and Indian Ayurvedic type of alternative medicine. But the reason why it's so exciting is each one has a unique capacity to improve the grit of our skin, that resilience that our skin sometimes need to be more hardy, because not everybody has a fantastic healthy skin all the time. So, so-
on that, sorry that I keep interrupting, you know, because you did bring up Jennifer Hamway, we do talk about, you know, consuming things. So with certain adaptogens, now that I'm understanding it to be more of like an ingredient-based thing, like the mushrooms or like algae or even aloe, does it have a similar effect if we're consuming it? So I know there's like a lot of aloe-based drinks out there.
Right.
Or you're talking about actually topical skincare?
Topical skincare. So okay. Yes, there are adaptogens for supplements, and they have their own science understanding how they affect our nutrition. So when we intake, how it affects the microbe, the gut health, how they actually absorbed into your gut. So that's kind of more of the nutritional scientific area. Mm-hmm. Where I'm talking about is using the adaptogens to help the skin topically. And there's a couple of my favorites that I like. One is called Youth to the People Adaptogen Deep Moisturizing Cream, and it has ashwagandha and reishi. Mm-hmm. So ashwagandha is like from a seeds of a certain plant from an Indian plant. That's a powerful adaptogen. Helps supplements wise with mood and offsets stress, mood swings, and helps with calm and focus. And then the second topical product I really like, I think I have it here, let me show you, is by Dr. Dennis Gross.
Love him. Yeah.
You like him? Great.
Is this the anti-stress? Is this one of his anti-stress? Yeah.
It's a stress rescue super serum and has various adaptogens in them, including reishi. Have you tried it?
I have. And actually I work with New Beauty, and in the New Beauty Live holiday box, they included the stress-free eye cream, which is insane. Yes. Perfect. His line is great. Mm-hmm.
So you're a fan also?
Huge fan of Dr. Yeah. DDG and I go
back, way back. Okay. So I got to try this actually through New Beauty test tube. And I thought, so whenever my skin feels like, kind of strange, I go ahead and put that on and overnight, and I wake up and it's more calm and happy skin. So I definitely recommend that product. And then, you know, the new innovative hair ingredient that we have in Stamina Cosmetics is hypochlorous acid. Are you familiar with that adaptogen?
No, it's hypo. Tell me all about it though. Hypo what?
Hypochlorous acid. So hypochlorous acid is something our own bodies naturally make whenever we encounter stress, so various microbes or irritation, and we release it as an innate immune system into the skin or into the body whenever we encounter this stress in order to counteract it. So it's another form of adaptogen. So it's been studied for reducing acne, irritation as eczema. Hypochlorous acid is a great antimicrobial, so balances out various microbes on the skin. And it also a regenerative capacity. So for wound healing, as well as anti-scar treatments. So harnessing that gentle, well-tolerated for our skin power, as well as powerful antimicrobial capacity, I was able to introduce it in a Stamina skincare line as a way to help with stressed out, maskne-induced type of skin dermatosis.
Got it. So when you're talking about sort of, you know, stressed out skin, are you talking about people like who might be having like maskne? What about like people with eczema, rosacea? Is this product good for them?
All of it about, right. So reactive skin type, challenge skin type, problematic. People say like, oh my God, my skin is so problematic. I tried this product, I react. Or I went on vacation somewhere and now I'm breaking out in pimples. But maskne has an important impact on our skin. And I'm very passionate about this. So I could talk for hours about maskne. But, you know, initially that was the main reason why I started this Stamina skincare line, because I was seeing a lot of my patients in the clinic breaking out when the COVID hit with maskne. And initially everyone thought it was just acne, but unfortunately it's not. We have underlying various skin dermatoses, be it eczema, rosacea, seborrheic dermatitis, psoriasis, whatever. And they could be anywhere in the central face, so behind the ears, around the neck area, body acne, folliculitis. And when we wear a mask, it changes our environment, the pH, the barrier, the hydration, the heat and humidity, all of that create havoc. The microbes go disarray.
Bacteria coming out of our mouth, yeah.
Exactly. And to offset that, it would be great to use an adaptogenic ingredient like hypochlorous acid in order to heal and treat that. So we have the Stamina Mist is great to use throughout the day. It's misting. And New Beauty actually called it a great travel companion because it would be great as mask refresher. As you're traveling, you step out, social distance, spray a little mask, spray it here on your face.
Spray it on your mask too. Cause it, what is it? Antimicrobial?
Exactly.
Gorgeous.
Exactly. It has anti-yeast, antifungal, antibacterial, antiviral. So this is not designed for anti-COVID, just preset, very important. But EPA did classify hypochlorous acid as has anti-COVID capacity. So hint, hint, great mask refresher.
Wow. Obsessed with that. Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. And I love that New Beauty did something on it. They're always on top of it. Amazing. Okay. So definitely need to add that into our thing, and great for people who are traveling, because we know travel's back up. We know during the holidays, travel's going to be back up. And also just masks are so gross, and like, God bless people with kids. I just see kids walking around, and when I see what they're doing with their masks, I'm like, oh dear Lord. But okay, I digress. So step three. So we've got renew, we've got refresh.
We got renew, we got refresh, reset, and now we're going to restore. Hydration. So this is a good time, because the skin is going to get a little dry from the change of the season, transitional season experience. We're going to want to hydrate maybe with a more heavier emollient instead of a lightweight moisturizer. So great moisturizers that still don't create havoc on the skin in sense of congestion are emollients, things with squalene in it, things with ceramides. CeraVe makes a great product. Vanity Cream makes great products. I think I have one of them, the Facial Gentle Moisturizer by Vanity Cream. It's fantastic. You know, because we want to reinforce that barrier protection on our skin, because the goal of our skin is to create that shield to protect us against various environmental irritants, allergens, irritants. And that dries the skin, that irritates the skin. So we wanted to be able to replenish the hydration, not just by drinking water, but also from outside in by hydrating. So do you have a favorite moisturizer, Amber, that you use on a regular basis and you kind of go to for the winter time?
Well, okay. For years, this is heartbreaking. You're cheating on someone. For years, it was Murad. Murad had, it was the hydro, I'm going to say hydroquinone, but that's not it. It was the hydrodynamic serum, and the hydrodynamic moisturizer were my all time favorites. And then they changed the formula because they got bought by Unilever, and it was like,
why? That happened to me with Laura Mercier Illuminizing, like BB cream. I was like, what happened? Elvis Sandler. So it's disappointing when that happens.
So right now, again, and listen, I'm sorry, I have not gotten the chance to try Stamina Cosmetics, but I absolutely can't wait to. But so right now, the two that I found that were really solid for me, so I really like Jan Marini, her transitional cream. My skin, remember when I told you I couldn't use the retinol, it was freaking out. That brought her skincare system brought my skin back into just kind of a calm. And I really do enjoy the Skin Medica products. You know, for me, it's funny when I talk to people who, I have a girlfriend who loves La Mer, and it's like, you know what, if that is what you love and that is your wellness moment. But for me, if I'm spending that much money, I want something with clinical data. So I do love, I like their, the Skin Medica, the HA5 or the H5.
Serum.
Yes. And that's good.
You know what I love about that serum, Amber, is that you can reapply it even on top of makeup. So like, have you ever put makeup and powder and all of a sudden you're like, what is these flakes? Like, what's going on with my skin? And then you could just use a little bit of that serum to dab on. All of a sudden you don't see them anymore. So it's nice, like throughout the day, hydrated. That's not too heavy.
What are your go-to hydrators, by the way?
So speaking of clinical data, I really love the Skin Better Trio. So that has serum. It has cholesterol, fatty acids. It's a whole blend of different type of emollients that are so good for your skin too when the skin is thirsty. So I love that product. CeraVe is great too. And, you know, I also like the event tolerance because I do have sensitive skin, like rosacea prone skin. So for my rosacea patients, both La Roche-Posay as well as Avène make these great Tolerane or Tolerance type of creams that really throw in that extra hydration that's so necessary for our sensitive skin types.
And then, I mean, both La Roche, I do. I love both of those brands. They have really, really well-formulated products. Okay. So, and then what does Stamina have? Because I bet, I mean, you must, do you have a moisturizer?
So we are working on them.
Oh, got it. Okay. All right.
That is in the plans. Well, thank you for bringing it up. But I'll mention a couple more products that I think are fantastic for people who are really suffering through the seasonal change, who are beginning not just having some dryness and irritation, but really having abrasions and scabs on their skin, maybe from the pressure of the mask, maybe you know, they're trying out these exfoliant products and running into trouble of you know, actually having eczema on the skin. So the products that K-Beauty is all about, the ingredient that K-Beauty is all about now, and I think it's a fantastic ingredient to use, called Cica. Are you familiar with it?
Yes. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And so who's the one who has the Cica, gel, the green? Yes. Okay.
So I like the Cica Bio. Cica Fade by Ven is also a great one. There's a lot of Cica based products. So, Tiger Grass is a great botanical, which helps to, again, reinforce the skin barrier so it can function the best it can, even for those patients who have that ultra, uber, uber sensitive skin. So this is a great one to use.
It's thick. So Cicafate, because I got Cicafate. I forget who makes it. It's a, is that a La Roche product?
That's Aven. Cicafate.
That's Aven. So when I had the, Halo, which I would never do again, the guy was like, go get, what?
I think it's amazing laser, but yes, it's
an amazing laser, but it was like a commitment. Let's just say, you know, it was a commit. I ended up with a Halo Glow, but never again for me. But he was like, go get the Cicafate from Aven. And I remember my husband and I, me red faced and like looking like a monster. I was like, you have to come with me just so people aren't afraid of me. But we had to go to like 85 Duane Reade's before we found it. But then we found it, and it's a great, great product. And he, let me tell you, he gets itchy. He calls it a side cream. So my husband has very normal skin, but in the winter gets dry, has to, you know, be very careful about the soaps he's using. And like, you know, we make sure we're not using too much detergent, but he gets itchy.
Right.
Just on one side. I think it's like where his belt hits his, just on one side. But mm-hmm. that Cicafate was a really good.
A healant for him. It healing. Helped his skin where I was expressing a little bit of eczema. That's what it sounds like. Got some extra, maybe from the rubbing of the belt or whatnot. So it's a good start. And then of course, if the eczema deteriorates or that extra irritation, go ahead and seek the professional dermatologist. We're created for this, especially if you have the board certified certification like Dr. Clark and myself. So, you know, visit your friendly dermatologist to help you out with these skin troubles. And, you know, we can help with more type of anti-inflammatory prescription type of treatments. Speaking of dermatologists, one of my colleagues, and I think you had her on your podcast too, Dr. Heather Rogers, makes this awesome.
I love her Restore. I was going to mention her product next. She's the best.
It is fantastic. So, for lips that are irritated throughout, you know, going
for women with nipples, like it's edible. Mm-hmm. So like if you're breastfeeding and like that product is everything. If you have a cut, she was like, no more Neosporin. We have a tube of that. And that goes on there. Cuticles. I could sing the praises of this product.
Agree. It's a great occlusive that is to be used in certain areas when the skin is really damaged. So this is her bomb is a bomb. Okay.
It's the bomb. The bomb, B-A-L-M, is the B-O-M-B. Okay. Yeah. All right. So just because I want to be conscious of time now, what is our fourth step?
So the fourth one is resilience. So approaching resilience. Your skin in such a way that you can reinforce not only the resilience of the skin, but also our minds. So we want to always, and majority of us, I think of skin and skincare in isolation. But unfortunately, it doesn't live that way. We're not in a vacuum. Our skin is part of our bodies, part of our mind. And we got to see our skin as a whole person and belonging to us. And if we approach it that way in an integrative approach, I think we do better overall as human beings. We're happier and we can offset a lot of the stress that we're dealing with in this season, especially. So with seasonal transitions. So what I'm talking about is finding out how you can not only like we discussed with Jennifer Hanaway, how to live a healthy, like check in with yourself at this point. I know it's busy season. I know it's hectic. We're all trying to multitask. I know we're running around and trying to fill our day with so many different smartphone activities and everything. But once in a while, check in with yourself and see like what is missing, because that achievement fulfillment disbalance will give that signal to the brain that you feel like I am just feeling the whirlwind and I feel so like exhausted and drained and burnout. So what can I do to help? Do you feel that way sometimes?
You know, I think for me, COVID was a really eye-opening experience. I changed a lot of things in my life because I realized that that stress, and you know, you brought up a really good point. I think so many of us associate stress with like other body organs, but if you think of it, your skin is your biggest organ. So if stress we know can cause a heart attack, stress is also going to affect the skin. And somebody kind of made that connection to me that it was like, oh yeah, stress out skin, blah, blah. And then they were like, well, think about it. When you're stressed, like that can lead to heart issues and digestive issues and all other things. But they were like, your skin is your actual biggest organ. So of course it's going to have that. So for me, I mean, I really took a step back because here in New York, we are on a rat wheel and we were just going round and round. So now I basically work remotely, which is really better for me. I think the commuting in New York City was just a lot. And I started going back to hot yoga as soon as that opened, because it's the only place, honestly, where I can just shut off my mind.
And you go inside. And inside,
and you go inside.
Beauty lives, right?
And it's just an hour of kind of being very present. Mm-hmm. So yes, without being so woo woo, because I got some woo woo friends, I do think that like, I like that idea of like, you know, checking in with yourself.
And approaching in such a way your skincare that it doesn't need to be a hassle. So besides checking in on your lifestyle, like, are you sleeping enough? Are you hydrating? Are you nutritionally like balanced? Are you exercising? Are you meditating? Are you doing gratitude journey? All these coping health boosting benefits and techniques. But also what I'm trying to propose is there's a way to integrate your skincare as one of the coping stress reducing mechanism. So when we are taking time for ourselves and saying, I'm important and I'm doing 1 minute, 2 minutes, whatever it takes, morning and night ritual, that minute can expand and you can turn off your phone, disconnect, breathe, recharge those batteries, but also enjoy your skincare. It doesn't need to be this complicated thing. Don't make it complicated if you're a busy individual. It doesn't need to be a chore of like, whatever, I'll just slap it on, put it on, because, you know, my friend said this is the best game. Enjoy your skincare. Like, look at
also, I'm sorry, because sometimes I keep it real on this podcast and sometimes we got to be real. Your skincare routine, if you have a skincare routine, is a privilege. Enjoy that privilege. Don't look at it as like this thing I have to do. Be thankful that you can have access to whatever products there. Be thankful that we have access to water to wash our face sometimes. I'm sorry. Sometimes I just have to bring us back down to reality and say skincare is a privilege. But yes, I mean, my husband said if I was ever to have a memoir, it'd be called Too Many Fucking Creams. But I was like, no, I go into my room and excuse me for the French there, but I love the whole padding. And, you know, like, to me, it's just my quiet. It's my quiet.
And that's your thin moment. Yeah, I agree. And for me too. And when I experienced that, and I'm very passionate about skincare, that's one of the reasons why I started this Stamina Cosmetics. But that's my moment of quiet time to really reflect upon enjoyment of what I'm putting on. Look at the products, like, because there's so much goes behind the people that create the products. Like for me, I was seeing so many stressed out people during the COVID that I was thinking behind how to create the skincare line that can offset the stress. And besides the ingredients that are in there, I wanted to introduce a little bit of affirmations on the actual skincare products. So in the Stamina skincare products, there's like a little affirmations in each of them. Like this one is, it says, you got this.
And I love that.
Flow with the flow, and there's defy the odds, but they're like a little jolt to tell us you have the mental stamina. You have the emotional capacity to deal with whatever hardship and obstacles that come on a daily basis. So believe in yourself and take the time to enjoy your product. When you're putting the mask on, like for instance, it's delicious. It smells like blueberries. And so like, enjoy the smell, enjoy the polished seed, the beautiful, like immediate gratification of smoother and brighter skin when you take off the mask. And really, like, exactly, be grateful for your life, whatever comes. And that can empower you to have that grit and grace and wellness overall. So that is what I call integrative skincare. Yay!
I'm obsessed with you. Thank you so much, Dr. Blumen Karasik. If we had more time, I would keep going on this, but you have made it so clear that Stamina is a well thought out product line. You've clearly put so much love into this. We talked about the mask. We talked about that beautiful spray, that antimicrobial travel spray. Is there anything else really quickly that like one or two of the other hero products that you really think people should know about?
You are fantastic. But the third product is the serum for nighttime. So the spray. Okay. The short contact cup of chlorous acid, the nighttime is a water gel. In it, it's a carrier molecule of the hypochlorous acid. So it's applied to treat the maskne, treat the stressed out sensitive skin overnight. So it's a treatment serum for nighttime.
Awesome. Okay. So there's three products in the line.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. I love it. So a very, very, also a very easy line to take in. Thank you for that. Because sometimes I think we get overwhelmed with so many products. So Dr. Mariana Blumen Karasik, if people want to know more about this product line, where can they go?
Visit all different social media channels. Like we have a great Instagram page, Stamina Cosmetics, website, staminacosmetics.com. Precision Skin Institute carries the line too. We have a great Instagram line coming up, talk about challenged skin also. So join us if you want to hear more about how to do integrative skincare and you know, integrate that into your daily life so you really enjoy using skincare on a daily basis.
I love that. Thank you so much for spending your time with us today. And of course, people at home, if you have questions you want me to pass on, I'm happy to do so. You can write us at hello@artbeautypodcast.com. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and here on YouTube at Art Beauty Podcast. And as always, we will see you next Tuesday. Bye.
Thank you, Amber.